with SRN News. I'm John Scott. The Supreme Court has ruled that former presidents are entitled to some immunity from prosecution. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
In a historic 6-3 ruling, justices said former presidents have absolute immunity for official acts, but no immunity for unofficial acts. And the high court is sending Donald Trump's immunity case back to a lower court to figure out how it applies to the former president. Chief Justice John Roberts wrote that the president is not above the law, but Congress may not criminalize the president's conduct in carrying out constitutional responsibilities. The immediate outcome means an extended delay in the Trump matter and the unlikelihood that a trial could be held before the November presidential election. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNews.com, Republicans see odds improve in the race for House control. Bernie Bennett shares details.
Post-debate questions about President Biden's fitness for office could further help the GOP down ballot. The race for House control could still go either way, but it tilted clearly toward the Republicans before President Biden's debate performance. Three top election analysts, Cook Political Report with Amy Walter, Inside Elections with Nathan Gonzalez, and University of Virginia Professor Larry Sabato's Crystal Ball, each have more seats listed as leaning safe for the GOP than for the Democrats. The range isn't that different either, going from 210 Republican seats in the Cook Report to 216 in Inside Elections. Each publication gives the GOP between a 5- and 7- seat advantage over the Democrats. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
The case of Karen Reed on charges she killed her Boston police officer boyfriend by striking him with her SUV has ended in a mistrial. The judge declared the mistrial after jurors were unable to reach a verdict following the 2-month trial. Reed had been charged with second-degree murder in the 2022 death of Officer John O'Keefe. Prosecutors promising a retrial. This is SRN News. A new report on an ignored segment of the LGBT community.
According to the Pew Research Center, bisexuals are actually the largest single group under the LGBT umbrella, making up a larger percentage than the other three groups combined. About 4% of Americans identify as bisexual. They're much more inclined than other LGBT people to keep their lifestyle a secret. The Pew study indicates that women and young people are more prone to identify as bisexual, and of all the LGBT segments, bisexuals are the most likely to have children. Over 1/3 of bisexuals, our parent.
SRN's Michael Harrington. In 1915, the Ottoman Empire began a genocidal purge of Christians. One religious freedom group warns that the leader of modern-day Turkey would like to start another one. A new report by International Christian Concern accuses Turkish President Erdogan of engineering hostility towards believers as he tries to make his country more Islamic. This is SRN News. A true hero in the Mile High City.
The parade last year to honor the 2023 NBA champion Denver Nuggets was a day Police Sergeant Justin Dodge will never forget. The SWAT team supervisor was providing security when the fire truck carrying several players ran over his left foot. Dodge was rushed to the hospital where doctors had to amputate his leg just below the knee. But that hasn't stopped him. Justin Dodge has returned to duty. He also makes it his mission now to inspire others, reaching out to those less fortunate. Jason Walker reporting.
A proposal that would require California universities to pay their athletes through a degree completion fund has been withdrawn. The plan would have required schools earning at least $10 million in athletics media rights revenue each year to pay $25,000 to certain athletes through the degree funds. More details at SRNnews.com.